This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Schiff gets accolades. Thompson commits to working on Farm Bill. Fordyce praises USDA staff at confirmation hearing. Western Growers praises Schiff engagement. Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia is applauding Senator Adam Schiff for his proactive engagement with California's agriculture sector. In a column in Western Growers and Shipper magazine, Puglia highlights Schiff's farm tour visits across the Central Valley and Central Coast, during which he sought to understand the nuances of our industry and develop policy solutions that help us remain viable. Puglia credited Schiff with successfully reversing USDA plans to close several Farm Service Agency field offices, noting that after the industry raised concerns, days later, Rollins rescinded the move for all but one remote FSA office. He added that Schiff's team responded quickly, and he encouraged growers to open our gates to Adam Schiff. Puglia also highlights that Schiff is the first Californian to serve on the Senate Ag Committee in more than 30 years. Thompson calls Farm Bill top priority. The House is now out of session until September, but Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says the committee staff will be working through August on the next iteration of the Farm Bill. He says the legislation will be a, quote, high priority for the panel. He said, I've met with Ranking Member Craig, and I think we're both committed towards, I don't want to speak on her behalf, but I believe we're both committed working towards a good, strong, bipartisan Farm Bill 2.0, Thompson told AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey. Senator Angie Craig of Minnesota, for her part, said she was open to sitting down with the chairman and that she expects GOP and Democratic staffers, quote, will be in touch over the recess. Certainly, the chairman and I will continue our conversation. However, Craig said the way the reconciliation bill and rescissions package were pushed through Congress has caused, quote, a lack of trust right now that whatever we agree to with Republicans is going to be undone within days or weeks of having done it. Fordyce praises workforce and pledges technology focus. Richard Fordyce, nominated to lead the Food Production and Conservation Mission Area at USDA, yesterday praised the quality of employees he would lead if confirmed to the post. He said, quote, I cannot say enough about the folks that work across three agencies with the mission area, but I'm most familiar with the Farm Service Agency, and they are some of the greatest folks that you'll ever work with, the Missourian said at the Senate Agriculture Committee confirmation hearing. Fordyce led FSA during the first Trump administration. Fordyce was asked by Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota about a significant staffing loss through the administration's buyout program. Fordyce said he's confident that we can deliver our mission-critical responsibilities in a very positive way. Klobuchar said FPAC, which includes FSA, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Risk Management Agency, lost 4,100 people. He did say that if confirmed, he would, quote, dig into the data to understand where those retirements came from, where they're located. He also indicated that if there are coverage issues, agencies might be able to use technology to bridge the gaps. The committee didn't set a date for a vote on Fordyce's nomination. He seems nearly assured of sailing through the committee. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. China suspends tariff exemptions for U.S. ag products. USDA says Chinese importers are reporting that they are unable to apply for exemptions of U.S. ag products from retaliatory tariffs applied in Trump's first term. Beijing has not issued a formal statement, but USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service says it has received reports from importers of grains, oilseeds, meat, pulses, tree nuts, alcohol, leather, and fruit that Beijing is not accepting new exemptions past August 1st, and that existing exemptions will expire September 14th. Around 150 agriculture products are eligible for exemptions from China's retaliatory tariffs imposed in response to U.S. Section 301 tariffs. Beijing stood up the exclusion process as a part of a 2020 Phase 1 deal. Now take note, the move comes just weeks before the August 12th deadline when temporary relief from U.S. reciprocal tariffs is set to expire. It also comes days before Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent are slated to meet with their Chinese counterparts in Stockholm. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer told House Ways and Means Committee members yesterday that Chinese negotiations are proceeding on better terms than they have been, according to one lawmaker present. Lutnick, Japan deal could serve as a model for EU. Lutnick is touring a new investment mechanism created under a Japan-U.S. Trade and Investment Pact, arguing it could serve as a model for others looking for tariff relief. They basically brought down their tariff rate, Lutnick told Bloomberg yesterday. Japan will make $550 billion in U.S. projects, while the White House said in a fact sheet. In return, the U.S. dropped its planned tariff rate on Japanese products from 24% to 15%. The investment vehicle could be a model for Brussels, Lutnick said. That's up to them to negotiate, he said, but he also added he doubted that big countries would be able to negotiate below a tariff rate of 15%. Now take note, the Financial Times reported yesterday that the U.S. and EU are closing in on a deal that would feature a reciprocal tariff rate of 15%, but it's not clear whether this would be sufficient to avoid EU retaliation. Here's today's final word. If there's anything that's negative to the way we raise food in this country, and anything that would increase the cost of production or increase of labor input into raising food, then I'm going to raise Cain about it. That's the word of Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa on the coming MAHA report. He was one of the senators who met with Kennedy after the first MAHA Commission report. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.